Hello, 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 my listeners. I come to you today to bring you a message. I am not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a prophet. I'm not any of those things. I guess right now I'll just say I am a messenger because I had a dream about a message that was so powerful to me last night that it woke me up out of my sleep and I had to record it before I forgot it, if you know what I mean. We can't remember our dreams, but this dream stuck with me throughout the night, and it's in the middle of the day, and I can still remember this wonderful dream and this powerful message that I'm about to bring to you right now. I had a dream about seasons. The seasons of the fall, summer, winter, and spring. I had a dream about seasons. So normally, if I hear something about a sermon and they come to us and they often title their sermons, I guess I would entitle this message as incorporate the seasons into your life. So in my dream, I had a dream about winter. Winter is often cold. Winter is often dry, and most people are inside for the winter. So if you incorporate the winter into your life, winter will be something that you're inside, you're thinking of a great plan, you're trying to develop this plan, you're inside your home, you're inside your job, you have friends, but you're not really around your friends, you're inside your mind trying to build this great future. So you're thinking and you're staying away from people. This is your winter. That is your winter season. So next season is spring. Spring is the season where you're throwing out your dreams, all the things that you thought about during winter. You're thinking about it. You're letting it come into play. You're letting it manifest. And you're trying to use those ideas that you thought about during your winter season. So your spring season, you're starting to play around with those ideas and you're starting to use them and you're trying to test them out with your friend. You can incorporate this idea into friendship, into business, into anything. So right now, at that moment, you're in your spring season. You're seeing how all those ideas that you thought about during the winter, you're seeing how it plays out. After spring season has gone, you go into your summer season. So summer is when you're ready. You already played around with it. You already got advice from people. You already thought about everything. You already tested everything. You already tested it. And you're like, oh, this is the summer. I'm about to go all out with my idea. I'm about to make it work. I'm about to make it happen. So your summer season is when you actually do everything that you thought about and that you tested in your spring season and that you thought about in your winter season. So this is your summer season. You're coming out. So the next season that you go to is your fall. Your fall season is when maybe those ideas that you came out with for summer, maybe they didn't work out. So the leaves, those dreams, those customers, those friends that was there, they fall. Maybe it didn't work out for you. Or maybe it did work out. So you find out who your true friends are and they leave you. They the leaves off the trees, they fall. But then fall also brings color. It brings color in your life. Those trees grow back and they bring this magnificent, beautiful color. So you don't lose all hope because you see there is color. There is hope. After all those people leave your life, there is hope. So after the leaves change color and you still have that hope, the season start all over again. What season are you in? Are you in winter? Are you in spring? Are you in summer? Or are you in fall? You have to incorporate these ideas into your life. And seasons change. Don't get stuck in the summer season. Don't get stuck in the fall season. Don't get stuck in the winter season. You have to move on with your life and change as the seasons change. You have to do this. And that's the only way people are going to grow and manifest in their life. So this is the message that God brought to me last night. And I hope I delivered it a little well, or was able to get my listeners to understand it. But I can elaborate later. Thank you all for listening. This is Queen Kia Speaks.